get started, I'd like to call to order the Gatton Technical Subcommittee meeting for November 17th, 2020. The time now is 1:30 PM. Agenda item one, roll call. Sarah, if you could lead us through the roll call.
I'm Sarah Eichelberger with Gatton and I'll call the roll. Bo Kinsey, Travis County.
Present.
Chris Gonzalez, BRICOM.
Present.
Dane Herbat, Travis County.
Present.
Carlos De Matos, Gatton.
Present.
Gary Wiesman, Austin Community College.
Present.
Jaime Guerra, UT.
Present.
Bruce Hermes, City of Austin.
Present.
John Colemorgan, Austin ISD.
Present.
Harold Nall, UT.
Present.
Steve Pyle, DIR.
Here.
And I think this is Doug Wilson with JC Communications. Or is this Wayne Wiedemeyer ending in 2460?
Wayne Wiedemeyer.
All right. Thank you, sir. A quorum has been established.
All right. Agenda item number two. Is there any citizens communication today? I take it from Wayne's silence, there's none.
Oh, I forgot to hit mute. I did mute. No.
All right. Thanks, Wayne. Okay, let's go to agenda item number three, review and approve the minutes from our technical subcommittee meeting of October 20th, 2020. Should be in our handouts.
This is Sarah noting for the record that Doug Wilson with JC Communications has joined the meeting.
Thank you.
This is Bruce. Move to approve the minutes from the last technical board meeting.
This is the last second.
Okay, this is Jaime. We have a motion by Bruce and a second by Steve. Any further discussion? Okay, hearing none. Sarah, could you lead us through the vote?
Yes. Dane Herbat.
Aye.
Gary Wiesman.
Aye.
Steve Pyle.
Aye.
Bruce Hermes.
Aye.
John Colemorgan.
Aye.
Jaime Guerra.
Aye.
The minutes are approved.
Okay, let's move on to agenda item number four, our maintenance contractors report.
This is Chris Gonzalez, BRICOM. Since our last meeting, we've completed inspections of Supering North and Super Ring South with 30 corrected deficiencies between the two rings. Please let me know if you have any questions regarding inspection. If not, I'll move on to the inventory.
Any trends or any common themes on your deficiency corrections?
I have noticed we're getting more transfers, pull transfers completed. There's still quite a few that are pending out there, but once we're making our second round, we're able to knock out a few of those. So those pull transfers, the counts are starting to climb a little bit.
So is it, and I may have asked this before, is it the case that you guys aren't necessarily aware of a pull transfer that needs to take place until you do an inspection?
Not that. It's usually we're waiting on other providers to move. There's an order in which transfers have to happen. So they're usually someone on top that we're waiting on. So once the top comm transfers over, then we'll be able to make our move. But there's a process that has to happen before we're able to move.
So is it the case that as it's our turn to go, are we notified, or do they say everyone can start now and this is the order you go in?
They do create engine tickets when it is our turn to go. They call it next to go. And we are notified on specific polls that, you know, there's some that really needs quick attention on, whether, you know, a citizen's made a complaint or developer really needs it moved. They'll create an engine ticket for next to go and they'll notify us, you know, the day of. But these are just kind of random poll transfers out there waiting for other comms to move.
Okay. And is there a penalty if we're delayed on doing a transfer?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Okay. Anyone have any questions for Chris on this maintenance report? If not, we can talk about the inventory. All righty.
All right, here, none. As for the inventory, there's not much to report. There's been no changes on the inventory. Everything's been the same since last month.
This is Jaime. Did we recently order more cables for our inventory, or was I thinking of something else?
I haven't had any instruction to order any more cable yet.
Okay. Just curious if we were pending anything to change here. All right. If there's no questions or discussion on the inventory report, let's move into the network manager's report. 5A is the Gatton backup NOC status update.
I'm sorry, I couldn't find a mute button. This is Carlos. Under the backup NOC, the only thing that we can report is that we are in the process of last board meeting, it was approved the construction plan, and it is in the process of being executed. And I don't know if Bruce has anything that he would like to report on this. So,
well, we do have the amendment to the interlocal agreement, and that has gone now to the deputy city manager for signature. It's been approved by legal and IT, so it's ready to sign there.
All right. So this is Jaime. Bruce, as soon as that's signed, then we're good to start construction. Is that accurate?
I don't know if there's any other business with Public Works. My understanding, they've got everything lined up, and then there was this issue of the construction plan that popped up, and then there was a realization that there was a departure from the original council approval. So I think it's ready, but I'm going to have to double check that.
Okay. All right. Any questions or discussion on the status of our backup NOC? All right. This could be a short meeting. Let's move to 5B, the project status report.
This is Carlos. Under the active projects and gotten active projects and developer projects, we don't have anything to report. It's still the same. This one was finished almost a month ago. It's still in red, which is the C1 South relocation, 1626 It's a Travis County and TxDOT. And this one is an upcoming, as basically an entity-specific project, which is the B2 South. It's a City of Austin tie cable from the LCRA radio tower to Met 3. And it is scheduled for November 23rd. I'm sorry, tomorrow, November 25th.
Okay. Does anyone have any questions for the projects you see listed here?
This is John Carlos. It looks like Bear Creek hasn't been marked off as completed. I think that's done.
Bear Creek.
Third one.
The third one. All right. I'll take care of that, sir.
Okay. If there's nothing else on the status report, then we can go into the 5C, the job budget tracker or job budget report.
This is Sarah. There have been no changes to this report since the board meeting. We're tracking 31 jobs totaling $1.54 million. Of that, we're expecting to recover $270,000. We have already recovered $116,000 of that $270,000. So with the expected recovery, that would leave approximately $53,000 remaining for additional jobs.
All right. Just giving some time for people to review this in case questions come up. Okay. Doesn't seem like there's any questions on this. Carlos, do we have prints for the next two agenda items?
Yes, sir, we do.
Okay. In that case, the time now is 1:43 p.m., and I'd like us to adjourn to executive session under Texas Government Code 418.181 and 551.089. It is 1:53 p.m. and we have reconvened in open session. Does it look like we've all made it back?
This is Sarah. I'm checking that now. Yes.
All right. Back to our agenda. Agenda item 6. The chair will entertain any motions.
This is Steve. I seek approval for recommending the our specific entity on B2 South, the new node TxDOT.
Okay, we have a motion.
This is Dane, second.
Okay, this is Jaime. We have a motion by Steve and a second by Dane. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none. Sarah, please lead us through the roll call.
Dane Herbat.
Aye.
Gary Wiesman.
Aye.
Steve Pyle.
Aye.
Bruce Hermes.
Aye.
John Cole Morgan.
Aye.
Jaime Guerra.
Aye.
The motion's approved.
All right. 6B, is there any motions?
This is Steve. I seek recommendation. South and 82 North Gatton at 218 South Lamar.
Okay, we have a motion. Is there a second?
This is Bruce, I'll second.
This is Gary.
Looks like Bruce got there first. So this is Jaime. We have a motion by Steve and a second by Bruce. Any further discussion?
This is John. Carlos, can you tell us the estimated cost for this project?
Yes, sir. We are looking at $125,000, somewhere around there.
This is Sarah. It's actually $129,000.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any other questions or discussion? Hearing none, let's go through a roll call vote, please.
Dane Herbat.
Aye.
Gary Wiesman.
Aye.
Steve Pyle.
Aye.
Bruce Hermes.
Aye.
John Cole Morgan.
Aye.
Jaime Guerra.
Aye.
The motion passes.
Thank you. Let's see, we've already done our executive session. So agenda item 8 will confirm the date, time, and location for the next technical subcommittee meeting as December 2020, 1:30 p.m. via teleconference. The time now is 1:56 p.m. and this meeting is now adjourned.